Letterkenny Rovers manager Stephen McConnell after what was a hectic Brian McCormick Cup final, Stephen, 4-3-1. You just left it fairly late.
As far as finals go, that's the best I've seen in a long time. I'd love to see what it was like for a neutral, but my heart hasn't settled yet.
Yeah, you stuck an early lead, and then Cage, went down to 10 men at 2-1. Probably thought you were in the driving seat at that point.
Yeah, to be honest, when they went down to 10, I thought we probably almost, you can't take nothing for granted, but I probably thought we probably had the game. We could see it out, and within 15 minutes, I think we were 3-2 down. So it was a mad game of football, very entertaining, very entertaining.
Yeah, and just coming to the end, bit of a never say attitude's probably been a recurring theme this year for
yourselves. Yeah, it has. And I think once we went 3-2 down, I think it was the 87th minute, he did a lap score and overhead. And Lee McMonagall won it with a hat trick in the 91st. If you want to win a cup final, I recommend that way.
Yeah, it wasn't all good. You had a couple of injuries there too. You had to deal with a lot of problems in that game.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, I send my best wishes, and I'll be in touch with him very soon. Blake Farkin, my goalkeeper, was taken away in an ambulance. We lost big Tim Callaghan after, I think, 9 or 10 minutes as well with an injury. And then at half-time, Nathan Plum, we just asked him, could he get to half-time? But he wasn't right. And then we were probably falling soldiers there. A lot of injuries creeping up the last few weeks. But the boys dug in the day, and what a way to end the season.
Yeah, and just on the season, going up to the Premier Division next year, beating the team that came third, it's a bit of a statement from Letterkenny Rovers.
Yeah, look, hey, we'll always back ourselves and fancy ourselves. We had a good run on every cup. We played every game this year domestically. Ulster Cup, Brian McCormick Cup, got to the finals of them, and then FA Junior Cup, we went fairly well in that. So, look, we know it'll not be easy next year, and that Premier is going to be as tough as a league as ever. Like, you've got Shells and Buddy E coming up, and yeah, there's not going to be much room for air next year, so hopefully we can step up.